This is my extended interview with Dr. Lisa Rubel of the University of Kentucky. Dr. Rubel, what led you to UK?
You know, up to this point, my job has been as a licensed psychologist in outpatient medical settings, and it was quite a shift for me in my career to come here and be working in the College of Education doing research and teaching rather than mostly clinical work. And so I had an NIH grant at the time that I came here and really wanted to devote more of my time to my research and then the training of doctoral students who would then go out and be doing similar work, research and services in the schools.
And from what I understand, your research is heavily centered on autism in particular, specifically an intervention model called COMPASS. Tell me a little bit about that.
COMPASS is unique, and it's different from other types of interventions related to children and adults with autism. Most interventions are really focused on teaching a specific skill, and there are more comprehensive interventions that might look at multiple skills and multiple hours. What COMPASS is doing is really trying to improve the skills of the clinicians and the teachers who work directly with the child. And so what we do is try to make sure that we've got the right goals for that particular child. We've got the whole team together. Everybody's on the same page. We're using similar strategies, and everybody has the same understanding of that child. I mean, autism can be very confusing for folks, and how we interpret the meanings of behavior really needs to come from understanding that child very well. So naturally, parents, you know, really have that understanding, but helping the other providers have that similar knowledge about that child, we believe, helps produce a better educational program and better outcomes. And so COMPASS tries to bring everybody together and improve the quality of the services that they're already getting.
What kind of skills fit under this intervention umbrella?
That's a great question. So what we do with COMPASS is we use the National Research Council recommendations about effective programs for children with autism. What this group did back in 2001 was took a bunch of researchers who have worked in early intervention for children with autism and had different methodologies and philosophies behind these interventions. And they said, okay, what are the common elements? All these interventions are helpful, but what's common across them? So they identified programs that focus on social skills, focus on independent learning, work behavior skills, focus on communication, and there were other elements too, but these are key features in an effective program for children with autism. And so that's what we do in COMPASS, is we make sure that we've got our educational programs focusing on those three core areas to help children be, you know, to increase their social functioning, to increase their quality of life, and ultimately to help them, you know, be able to attain their potential.
With the NIH grant, I assume this means in addition to refining the theoretical aspects of this model, you can also test it in actual educational settings?
Yeah, that's the nice thing, is to be able to help develop research-supported practices. And when you have grant funding, you can use gold standard kind of approaches for testing research questions. So we're using what's called a randomized control trial now that we've tested with COMPASS in two NIH-funded studies. By doing that, we recruit teachers, we recruit parents and children, and we conduct baseline assessments of the child, their social communication functioning and other areas. And then we, like a flip of a coin, randomize them into a group that gets COMPASS or a group that doesn't get COMPASS. And then we look at outcomes at the very end. And then that tells us if indeed the changes were in fact due to COMPASS or something else. And because we used a randomized control trial, we can say the changes were due to COMPASS.
How large are the groups that you're working with?
Typically, autism research, especially autism intervention research, has been small sample sizes. So far, we've tested COMPASS with, I think, we've had 79 parents and teachers who've participated in children, and of those 79, 44 received COMPASS.
So far, what have you found?
We've had two of our studies that we've completed for children who were young, 3 to 8 years of age, and what we found was that when they received COMPASS, their responsiveness to their individual education program was higher, at least 1.5 standard deviations higher than those who did not receive COMPASS. And that's a high effect size. We have a new study now looking at transition age youth, and those are children that aren't children anymore. They're actually young adults, 18 to 21 year olds, who are going to be transitioning out of high school and into services after school. And the goal with this grant is to see if COMPASS can help facilitate that handoff from school to after-school services and make that process as seamless as possible so that what they're doing, you know, that first day after school is the same as what they did that last day of school.
What's been the response among your research assistants and some of the other people on the front lines of this research?
Well, a lot of our, I'm a professor in the College of Education, and I have doctoral students who are studying to be school psychologists, and some are interested in academia. Some of them will be working out in the field and working with me on this study. And, you know, they are here and you can ask them those questions directly if you like. Certainly they're gaining research experience and they're getting ideas about their own program of research. I have one student who's very interested in understanding transition and the barriers and what we need to do better to help support families. What are the barriers to, you know, being able to get good services. And then I have another student, and this is a different project she's working on, but is interested in what we can do with families that are in like Appalachia, Kentucky, where they may not have specialty centers close by. And can we use video conferencing or the internet and videos on the internet in chat rooms? Are there other ways that we can help families come together, feel connected, and feel like they're supported and have the skills and knowledge to be the best advocate that they can for their child?
Since autism is now recognized as a spectrum of disorders rather than a single condition, what areas on that spectrum would you say Compass best addresses?
You know, that's a great question, because we know from early intervention research that not all children respond the same way to the same intervention. Unfortunately, about 50% of children have a really high, great response. I mean, it's good news on one hand that we're seeing children respond to early intervention, but it also tells us that we need to continue to understand what's different about those children who don't respond, and then what do we need to do differently about identifying early when they're not responding and providing better services for them. And so what Compass does, what we found is that it's helpful for individuals across the spectrum, but teachers reported more helpfulness when the students had more severe autism. So it was helpful across the whole entire spectrum, but the teachers who were teaching children who had more severe autism reported it as having better help for them.
You mentioned Compass's potential applications in remote areas like Appalachia. Are there any other ways, at least immediately, that you'll be expanding this research?
Well, we actually, in our second NIH study, we compared web-based teacher coaching to face-to-face teacher coaching, and we found that web-based coaching, and this surprised us, was equally effective to face-to-face coaching. So in that way, that helps expand. We also have a grant that we've just submitted and hopefully will be funded to train other people, school personnel, school consultants in Compass, so that they can have those specialty trained consultants who not only understand autism, but understand good quality consultation locally and available to those families and to those teachers who need it.
And just to make sure we're on the same page, when you say web-based coaching, that's for the educators, not the students, correct?
So Compass is a consultation intervention, and we provide help to the child indirectly through our help and teachers with their instruction. So we work with the teachers and helping them to identify the goals, and obviously the parents are part of this initial meeting too. And then we help the teachers with coaching sessions that follow that initial consultation and the implementation of teaching plans. So instead of us working directly with the child, we're working through the providers, and we believe it has that multiplier effect, because we can work with lots of teachers who have multiple students and can impact multiple students that we couldn't impact directly one-on-one.
Is there anything else you would like to highlight about yourself or something about your research that I might have overlooked?
Wow, that's a great question. I think that with Compass, we just would like to really understand how we can not replace the current services that are available, but make those that are available more impactful. And ultimately, we want, you know, children to grow up to be competent adults and be contributing to the community. And we have a long way to go to get there. And when you see firsthand the gap in services, you know, and that families receive, and our piecemeal approach to services, you just realize it's that much more important to have a process that can bring everybody together and get everybody on the same page so that the children can respond more quickly and more successfully to the interventions they're already receiving.
One last thing I just thought of. Are you collaborating with any other institutions on this research?
So we are. We actually have the behavior management intervention I talked about that we're doing in Appalachia. That's a collaboration with the University of Louisville. And Grace Caravacal is one of the psychologists there we're working with, and Amanda Abels. And that's actually a collaborative grant between the two universities on autism projects. And then we're also, I've had collaborations with the University of Cincinnati Children's Hospital and also IUPUI in Indianapolis, Indiana University, Purdue University. Co-developers of Compass is John McGrew and Nancy Dalrymple, and Nancy's in Bloomington, Indiana. So yeah, our work is not done in isolation, that's for sure.
Thank you for the interview.
Well, you're very welcome.
This concludes my interview with Dr. Lisa Rubel, a professor of psychology inside the University of Kentucky's College of Education. I'm Chase Cavanaugh, and thank you for listening.